not believe there have been any injuries or deaths, but there has been severe damage in a small community of Sutton, Nebraska. Primarily, it looks like much of the downtown area has been hit. Roofs have been lifted off the tops of buildings. These are confirmed tornadoes and severe weather activity that's occurred in a number of small communities about 25 to 30 miles west of Lincoln. We've already had tornadoes touch down west of our capital city of Lincoln, about 30 miles west. The storms are moving rapidly in a north-northeastern direction.
That is the governor of Nebraska talking about tornadoes and the loss of life. Luckily, that's not what's being discussed, but what a rough Mother's Day weekend when you're dealing with cleanup and concern over that. But Mother Nature doesn't know about holidays or celebrations. So for the people who saw those funnel clouds, it was certainly some scary moments, and he described it pretty well. What was lost there, roofs and some houses and that kind of thing, and the fact that the twisters definitely hit the ground. We've been talking about tornadoes a lot on America Tonight, at least once or twice a week somewhere. Somebody is experiencing tornadoes, and it is that time of year where it kicks up, and if the right weather conditions happen, you'll get those funnel clouds. It feels like to me like we're talking about it more, but I think it's just partly because of the time, the season that we're in, and the fact that you've got the right weather that hits it a certain way, and boom, just like that, you're in the middle of one and looking for cover. They used to say to try to go under, even though there's those overpasses, got out of your car and you went under the overpass underneath it. You just go pull off to the side. They're saying not to do that anymore. So there's a whole new list of things to be careful of when you're in the middle of what could be a terrible, terrible tornado. So, on that note, welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. As always, happy to be the skipper of this little old ship. Hope you celebrated Mother's Day weekend, maybe with your mother, or thinking about your mother if your mother is no longer with us, or spending time with other mothers. Maybe that was the case for some of you, too. I mentioned this before in a previous hour, but it seemed to me like a lot of people were out with mothers and there were a lot of special recognition things going on. I could see it in parks and different areas where I drove by and in restaurants, and I think that's a very, very good thing to be sure. Coming up this week in the world of politics, it won't be about celebrations of that sort. It'll be more about who said what to who. It's the same old thing because we're in the middle of an election cycle, and the midterm elections are important for the balance because right now the Senate, the majority is Democratic, but there is a chance there could be a fight there where it could end up Republican, and which would mean I don't believe the House will change. So you would have an all-Republican, the majority anyway, would be Republican in the Senate. And in the House for the last couple of years for the Obama administration. So Democrats, the Obama White House could be in search of a few Democrats that they can get elected, because it looks like this could be a really, really, really interesting November. And the bad guy is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue for any of the Republicans who are running. In fact, that's part of what the pundits were batting around on Sunday. What are the things that they're going to be talking about? What are the Achilles heels for the Democrats? But I think all politics are local. And it depends on who we're talking about, what race we're talking about. Is it really that close? Could there be a big switch somewhere? To me, it's more about that than anything else. You know, it's interesting. The 2016 is in the minds of so many people, and we've talked a lot with a lot of different guests about, okay, it's Hillary Clinton, unless something different happens. And we actually had a guest on last week that believes no, he's not following that idea that it's Hillary Clinton, that Joe Biden is the guy who's going to have Obama campaigning for him, and it's Joe Biden's turn. He was VP, and he's going to really push this. Well, guess what? Biden was at a closed-door fundraiser in South Carolina on Friday night and delivered what somebody called sort of an Elizabeth Warren kind of speech about the struggles of the middle class, and they were pretty well received by some big state Democrats. He was in the state capital of Columbia on Friday giving the commencement address at the University of South Carolina, but he was networking and doing the things that you do to fundraise, and he spoke for about 30 minutes at a fundraiser and stepped away from the podium and delivered a couple of remarks, and while standing among kind of a VIP crowd, it was at the Capital City Club in downtown Columbia, and he touted what had happened with the economy, talking about that and the middle class and all that kind of thing. And then he kind of took a little bit of a swing at Hillary Clinton. Kind of took a swing, meaning he's setting it up. You just know he's setting it up for that because that's what it's going to come down to. Biden said that the fraying of the middle class economic security didn't begin during the Bush terms, but earlier. How about that? In the later years of the Clinton administration. And Biden probably tries to square off against Hillary Clinton for the nomination in 2016 if they both decide to run. So I think you're going to see that more and more. Joe is going to drift into a few little Clinton digs casually, probably, when he can. In the end, if it is Biden versus Hillary Clinton, what if it was Biden instead of Hillary Clinton being the nominee for the Democrats? You know what I think? I think if it was Joe Biden, you could give it to almost any Republican. I really think that Joe Biden does not have, he might have friends, but he does not have the backup that Hillary Clinton does not have the women, doesn't have the interest in a female president, doesn't have some other intangibles that she does, like Bill Clinton, like him or not, and all this Lewinsky stuff and telling her side of what happened and all that kind of thing and coming out in Vanity Fair. I don't think it matters. But if Biden were to run, if I were the Republican chair and I was listening to all this going on and suddenly seeing Biden kind of out there courting what looked to be like favor in the party, I would be cheering that on because I do not believe Biden, unless it was the weakest Republican nominee in history, I do not believe Joe Biden could win a presidential election. What do you think? Am I just so off base with that? We'll talk more about that through the next upcoming weeks. In fact, we're going to have lots of time to talk about that. Coming up next on the flip side, our weekly re-rack of Lee Jordan. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
You certainly have heard me talk about this many times here on America Tonight, texting and driving and the crazy things that I've seen traveling and just in Dallas, Texas. Every single day of my life, I see people cut through lanes and they're not trying to cut over for other reasons. Then guess what? I see them looking down and they're texting. I don't know how you text in the first place. And teenagers especially are pretty good at the texting thing. I don't know. They always think about that, the dangers of driving and texting. So it's perfect to have father and author Lee Jordan on the show, who has seen this problem firsthand, and he's got a new children's book out, One Creepy Street, America's Broom. So we'll talk about that, and it's related to this in just a second. Lee, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me, kid. I appreciate it.
So first of all, tell us about your personal story with your daughter and driving with your daughter and what you noticed and what happened.
Yeah, I live in Dallas also. And here in Texas, you get your driver's permit at 15. So I took my daughter, her name is Montana. She just turned 15, it's her birthday. We go to get her permit, and she fills out the form, and she gives them her birth certificate, and we go. We get back in my truck to drive. This is her turn to drive. I'm going to ride passenger. She's never driven 1 minute in her entire life. And what she does is she takes her cell phone and puts it between her knees. And I looked over at her, and I said, Montana, well, what are you doing? And she said, oh, don't worry, Dad, it's on vibrate. She says, I know not to answer the text, not to read them, but I need to know who's texting me. And I said, are you kidding me? She says, oh, no, Dad, it's okay. And I'm like, no, that isn't going to work. Give me your cell phone. But what it started was it started me to think that our kids are so ingrained in texting from the time they're so young. Because she's had a cell phone. She's 15. She's had a cell phone for, you know, 7-8 years, and she's been texting that amount of time, so it's ingrained in her as a normal, natural means of communication first. So she's fully convinced that she could drive this car and text, or at least read the text, see who they're from, without a problem.
Wow. And did you tell her, I mean, did you say to her, listen, oh, baby girl, I want you to be alive. I mean, what do you say as a father?
It was I was stunned. I mean, first of all, I never expect that reaction. In her explanation, I would expect from a 16-year-old, see this from a completely different viewpoint, it's okay, it's on vibrate. I'm like, no, it's not. So that really set me back. And we drove home, and I started thinking about that. And within a week or so, I saw this commercial on television about this couple, mother and father, I assume, are sitting on a couch, and they're talking about their daughter who had just texted and been killed. She was reading a text called, "Where are you?" That's just those three words. And she ran into a pole and she died. And it just broke my heart. Well, the two of them together made me decide I wanted to do something to help kids, help my daughter, help your daughter, help other children out there by bringing the story down to a younger level. Something texting and driving, how could I relate it down to them? And I came up with this idea. And it was called One Creepy Street. It's Annika's Broom. Annika's the name of a little witch, and the premise is simple. Annika gets a new broom on her 13th birthday. The first thing she does is text when she flies it, and she loses control of the broom and crashes at a place called One Creepy Street.
Wow, I like that. Yeah, I stand corrected. Annika's Broom. So why is it important to teach the dangers of distracted driving from such an early age? I guess you told the story of your daughter knowing having a cell phone from the time she was really young.
Well, Kate, quite honestly, we teach our children, at least I hope we do, everybody teaches our children from the time they can walk and talk. We're teaching them. You're teaching them the right kinds of food to eat. You're teaching them to be polite. Once they get to school, you're teaching them to take their turns on the seesaw or the swing or whatever it is, or at the water fountain. And then we start with the don't do drugs. But our kids today have cell phones and iPads in the second, third, fourth grade. I know several kids that do. And we don't really talk to them about when to text, when to use the iPad, and when not to. So I thought that what I could do was take a teenage issue and bring it down to the level of a second, third, or fourth grader so we can start the message right then. Now, if you're like me, Kate, you still remember some of the childhood picture books that your mother read to you. I still remember Green Eggs and Ham. I still remember
sure.
Go through my mind. So I thought if we could start the premise, make it humorous, make it slightly creepy because kids love ghosts and goblins, and bring it to their level, perhaps by the time they get to the point where they're driving, that image may sink in.
Yeah. I mean, what a thought that you had there in connecting the dots with your daughter. Why do you think it is that parents have a tough time really getting it into the minds of their teenagers about the dangers of texting? Is it because, like you said, of everything else, don't do drugs, don't do this, don't do that, and it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other? Is there a better way to talk to a teenager?
I don't know if that's really the answer or not, Kate. What I think is that we don't tell them not to text. So they don't really see it as a problem when they're 11, 12, 13 years old. Now, I don't know about your kids, but my two daughters, Montana and McKenzie, are prolific texters, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 texts a month. And my daughter, Montana, can look at me square in the eye and answer a text and hit send and not make a mistake, do a spell check. So if we haven't told them that it's wrong to do, we want them, we let them communicate with their friends like this. So it's not like drugs where we say, don't do drugs. We let them text. So it would be a natural progression for them just to keep doing it. And I just read a statistic that is just horrific. 77% of all teenagers in a recent survey felt confident or very confident that they could text while driving. That scares me to death.
Boy, no kidding. And thinking about that, here's the other part of it, and hopefully a lot of people pass your book around, a lot of people get your book. As you said, start early. But your teenage daughter could get the message, okay, I'm not going to text. Don't worry, Dad. I get it. I'm a great texter. I promise you. But then she gets in the car because she's not going to only be the only one driving, and they text. Somebody else driving texts. So you don't only have to worry about your child, but what about the people they're with, the kids they're with?
Well, just like you were saying earlier, you can spot somebody that's texting and driving from a long way behind them, or if they're coming up from behind you, your first indication might be that they squeal a bunch of rocks up on your windshield as they try and get back on the road when they realize they've gone off. And it's just not texting, and it's also, like you said, it's also adult. We don't just text. We surf the net. We look at our iPod to find the song we want. We look for a contact that we want to call. So it's a combination of, it is so pervasive in our daily life to carry this phone around and use it that we no longer think about it. I'm sure you've seen the videos where people are texting and they walk off a sidewalk in their car or something like that. So if you can't walk and text, what would make you think that you could drive and text? And yet as adults, we do it. But maybe with this book, teenagers, by the time they get to that age, will have been hit over the head for this. You know, maybe they read it 20 times when they were young, or they carried it around, or they loved the book, and they slept with it. Who knows? Maybe the idea got ingrained in them from the repetition, and they perhaps I can help save a life.
Boy, that would be very powerful, no question about that. Lee, how about you yourself? Could you text and drive, do you think?
Oh, no, but I admit to having done it a couple of times, but I did it when it first came out, when I first got my cell phone, you know, I could text, hey, that's kind of cool. But I learned quickly that it was stupid. And I'm just not that bright of a guy, but what I do is I live in Dallas and I drive to Houston every week. It's right down I-45 at 75 miles an hour. I set the cruise and people pass me like I'm standing still and I see them looking down when they pass me. And that scares me to death because I know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what I say. I don't understand why people don't just pull over. There's places to pull over. Stop at some of the fast food restaurants or whatever and text. And what could be, it's like you said, that commercial, what could be so important that you have to text back right then and there when you're driving a car going 80 miles an hour?
Absolutely. And, you know, in those three words, where are you? I actually put those words in the book. The book is a rhyming picture book. And I put those three words in there kind of as a dedication to that family, just because I know that those three words got a child killed, and it just broke my heart. So, and the funny thing about all this, Kate, is the reaction I have gotten from this book. I have my email in the back of the book, and I've gotten at least, the book came out about a month and a half ago, and I have gotten at least a dozen emails from parents that has told me their second, third, fourth grader sitting in the back seat has said, Mom, don't answer that text. Remember what happened to the little witch Annika? We don't want to end up on Creepy Street.
Oh, boy, that is good. Now, if somebody listening to us wants to get One Creepy Street Annika's Broom, how can they do this? On Amazon?
Absolutely. Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Either one, hopefully coming to a bookstore near you soon. But right now, it's only available online.
All right, there you go. Keep preaching it. Lee Jordan, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks, bye-bye.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Of course, houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Well, crowd and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All them is plain mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
America Tonight. As always, the mailbag is stuffed, so why don't we head off and check those emails?
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Bob, who says, Kate, wow, tornadoes, tornadoes, tornadoes. That's all I can say, my love. Everywhere I look, and it seems like everywhere I travel, I run into the darn things. Now, mind you, I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, and I don't mean it to be that way, but it seems like every state I cross over into, they have problems with tornadoes. Maybe the twisters are following me. Have you seen what happened in Nebraska? Don't think anybody lost their life this time around, but it looked pretty nasty to me. Some giant roofs and buildings collapsed, and that same tornado activity could be seen in Missouri. Yeah, you know, we talked about it, the governor describing it, describing what it was like. And of course, anytime you're talking about a big tornado and it, you see it jump and skip in a couple of different directions, you're scared to death that it's going to come back down and land on your town. And if it hits in a jammed area, that's exactly what happens. And I think that in one sense of the word, they kind of were lucky they dodged what could have been a worse situation. Talk to the people in Alabama about what's happened there and Mississippi and some of the other areas that really got slaughtered by tornadoes, not just recently, but in the last couple of years. And I don't think you ever really, I've said this before, I don't think you really ever get accustomed to it. You know, they're talking about in Missouri, the tornado that it looked like ripped apart a Missouri town. And when you look at the pictures of that, I mean, it's just bad news. It's about 30 miles east of Kansas City, so power lines are down. You've got the power and light company out trying to assess the damage and figure out what they can recover, and it was pretty nasty. And you have people saying there's this giant funnel cloud and debris is scattered all over the place, and there's trees that are ripped out of the ground or torn in half, and people survive somehow, and they're now all of a sudden in an open air enclosure. It's like peeling back a can. The roof is pulled off, some of the walls go down, and somehow they make it. And that's what happened in this one town. This happened on Saturday afternoon. It was Oreck was the name of the town, and all they do is they go house to house and see if they make sure that people are still there, and they see things turned upside down, and it's pretty nasty. But knock on wood, just like what I just described before, everyone's okay, even with the power going down and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, this was a small town, but still 900 people in the town. That's how many people that had the roof blow off their house. They say it was like they piled up the roofs or something. It was absolutely crazy. So this year, I'm going to throw this in before we go to the rest of the emails. This year, as of April 25th, there were already 175 confirmed cases of tornadoes in the U.S., 32 in Tennessee, 18 in Alabama, 15 in Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Louisiana. I just told you about some fresh tornadoes and was asked about the tornado. Other states that have been smashed by tornadoes: Kentucky, Missouri, Texas, Arkansas, Georgia, Florida, California, Colorado, Indiana, Nebraska, Illinois, Kansas, Maryland, New York, Virginia, Washington. Well, I should probably just go through the states that haven't been hit by tornadoes. So, you know, if you look at the deaths, 70 last year, and how much property loss, like 2012 was a terrible year, $1.6 billion. And tornadoes cause massive power outages. I just talked about it there. That's what happens. The power is ripped up when you have a tornado. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Pete. And Pete says, "Hey, Kate, how are you doing? Been listening to America Tonight for a while now." I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not. Sometimes I notice that people who I think are probably sucking up to you talk about how long they've listened to the show. There's probably a few that have certainly listened for a long time. But I have listened and really, really like what I hear. I was wondering, this maybe is unrelated. I know that you've talked about technology a bunch, and I wonder, and you talk about watching television shows and serial watching things or binge watching, whatever you call it. And I wondered if you had seen Silicon Valley, because I'm sort of one of those techie, geeky IT guys. I give it two thumbs up. And you should probably watch it if you haven't watched it. I've only watched a little bit of it. It's funny that you asked me. And it's a new HBO deal. And they do bill it as Revenge of the Nerds or whatever. And it's all about Silicon Valley. It's all about kids becoming billionaires. And I think it's a spin on what we've seen from the Zuckerbergs and whatnot. And anything that is kind of a little new agey they threw into this. It looks like in the spots I've seen and just a few minutes I saw of it. So I guess I'll have to watch one. I haven't seen a whole episode to tell you the truth. Okay, this one from Mac, and Mac says, "Kate, I heard you talking about sinkholes. I think the whole sinkhole phenomenon is really crazy. And you were mentioning that your family lives in Florida and they've had a bunch of sinkholes in Florida. It seems like we should somehow be able to prevent them, but I guess you can if you don't know you have a sinkhole. How would you be able to prevent the whole sinkhole thing if you weren't even aware that one was in your neighborhood? I thought the one that you talked about made me actually go and look it up, the one that was in Maryland, and that was crazy how half of the street just fell apart and took in all of the cars. Well, if you have heavy rain and all of that, and the ground sort of gets sucked in, I guess, you know, that's part of what sinkholes can get caused by a couple of different things, but that's one of them. I don't know. So how would you, I mean, you could fill in the sinkhole once it happened. You could do that. You think of things that we've pulled out of the earth in the past however many years, but you couldn't, how would you be able to do it ahead of time? Well, the answer is you can. You can't fill in the sinkhole. You don't know you have a sinkhole unless you know you have one and then you dig it up or something. I mean, of course you don't. That's not happening. I mean, these sinkholes are just amazing, crazy things that are pits that swallow trees and houses, sadly, people, buildings. And there have been, I mean, there have just been some incredible sinkholes. There was that massive hole between the two houses. They did plug that up in Florida that luckily they got to that. But I don't think you know about it until it happens. In fact, I know that you don't know about it until it happens. How would you know you have a sinkhole? I mean, this one in Florida was massive, if you remember. It was like 50 foot wide and 60 feet deep, and it opened up between these two houses. It was under one driveway, and it took up part of the person's front yard. And the what do they do? They try to stable it. They fill it in, and they stabilize it. But so that's what they do once they have it. But until they have it, they don't know. You fill the hole with, I guess that's the answer. They fill the hole with sand and cement, and that's what they do. You're basically plugging the hole. And they're very common in Florida. They're common. But you don't know about them ahead of time. And that's because sinkholes with the water, they start with the water in the limestone, and Florida has a ton of that. Limestone dissolves in water. And the more acidic the water, the faster the limestone gets eaten away, is the way it was explained to me. So it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it creates that phenomenon that we see, like we saw between the two houses. So they fill it in with concrete and sand and all that other stuff. It's crazy. This one from Sandy, who says, Kate, did you see the story about what's going on in the Ukraine? You know that the Russians are a bunch of cheaters, and I think they're trying to just snake this election away from the Ukrainian people, because I don't believe that they're going to vote to go back to Russia. I don't know that that makes any sense. I think it's a shame what's happened to the people there, but at the same time, I certainly don't think we should jump full force into it. What we're doing now and being part of the sanctions and keeping up the rhetoric, I think it, frankly, is good enough for me. Yeah, the Ukrainian forces actually fired on a crowd because there was some crazy nonsense going on. There was violence erupting at some of the polling places, and they had to get to that May 25th vote because that's all over the whole Ukraine. But, this has been going on for months now, whether the people want to go back to Russia, like with the Crimea, or are they going to have more votes with this? This is what they had in Donetsk, and they think that's going to spread. And I think it's still part of that Putin grab, that he's going to grab up any place that he can at this point. All right, you know how it works. If you have any thoughts, really this mailbag was kind of all over the map. A lot of times it is. If you have any thoughts on what we talk about, or you want to throw in something fresh of your own, you can always do that. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in, just like that. Hang with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And ends, and this is certainly perfect for that. 111 years old. First of all, can you imagine living to be 111? Whew. With the times that we live in now, and you know how on America Tonight, it seems like once a week we have retirement people on talking about retirement readiness and, you know, some really scary things that are coming down the road because you have no idea how long you're going to live. You have no idea. You could think you're healthy and you take care of yourself and have a heart attack. Or you can think you eat nothing but junk food and then somehow you seem to live a long life. So how about this guy? His name is Alexander Imich, 111 years old, and he was recently declared the world's oldest man. He says the secret to longevity is in good genes. This Polish-born guy says that's, you know, what it's all about. And when he was interviewed, they asked him, well, what's up next? What do you do next? How about just do whatever you want to do as long as you can do it? If you're 111, can't you just declare, okay, I'm just going to chillax. Don't bug me about what's going on next in my world. I can't imagine living to be 111 years old. I mean, that's crazy. So he listens to tapes, you know, books on tape, and he still plays cards, and he does, you know, all those things that he did when he was 90 years old. Now he's 111. I would think that an 111 boy, you'd have, especially living pretty in a pretty healthy way, you'd have to be pretty fulfilled if you're like him. You'd have to feel pretty good about that, I would think. Anyway. All right, here's another end, and we'll never get the end, really, to this. But now we get this report about the Secret Service sent the White House patrol to check on an employee. This is a whole new thing that's happened. The perimeter in 2011, they were checking on a personal friend and assistant of the agency's former director. It broke in the Washington Post when I was reading that on Sunday. And they were diverted to monitor a rural residence outside of La Plata, Maryland. So it's about an hour drive from Washington. The then director, Mark Sullivan, was concerned his assistant was being harassed by her neighbor. They were sent to monitor the neighbor over a period of 2 months. Taking the Secret Service, diverting them to monitor the neighbor of the assistant of the director of the Secret Service. I mean, they've confirmed it. They confirmed that this happened, that there were checks over a holiday weekend, and I guess they ended once the employee was able to contact the local court when it reopened, and they referred it to the Department of Homeland Security. And the Secret Service director now, Julia Pearson, said her agency and the Inspector General's office were committed to a full investigation into these allegations as to what this was and were they manipulated, misappropriately put into a different direction. And so the White House didn't have very many comments on this whole thing, because why would they have any comments on it? But the Secret Service team, codenamed Prowler, patrols the area around the White House investigatively with no specific assignment, and they're not paid as part of, well, they're not part of the presidential's personal security detail, but there were no protective assets during the checks. There was no impact on the protective operations. They know that. But diverting it there, I mean, that wouldn't that create security risk? Because how many agents were diverted there? So the Secret Service, once again, no matter what, is embroiled in another controversy where they have to answer something. Of course, it's nothing like the hiring prostitutes in Colombia ahead of the Obama trip in 2012. But there is some question as to, well, what does that mean? Why were they diverted? I mean, and how many are we talking about that were diverted? So because you had spare guys? We're paying for these spare guys that are hanging around, so we'll just divert them, no problem. And this is just flat out sad. I mean, this is an awful odd and end. The police are saying that somebody opened fire at a baby's birthday party in Sacramento. They killed one man, they injured 6 other people, including a kid. I mean, what is that about? Thuggery. 5 o'clock. That's what happened. That there were a couple of guys, they walked up, and then they started firing. And then they jumped in a car and took off. So a man in his 20s died. Gang, of course, you know, before I even said it, is gang-related. They didn't release his name. 6 other people, a 7-year-old, injured. And they were celebrating a one-year-old kid. Birthday party for 1-year-old kid, can you imagine? So a gang-related thing. You know, it's one thing if gangs face off against each other, but dragging children into it, shoving them right into the middle of that before they've even had a chance to have their own life. I mean, as they're growing up. Well, I guess that's the gang culture. I'm proving it to myself. That's what the gang culture does. All right, let's go out to Bill in Mississippi. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Just responding to the 111-year-old guy in New York City claiming to be the oldest.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he's claiming genes, but I've been following Dr. Joel Wallach for about 14 years. He's just come out with a blockbuster proof with a book he's been researching for about 20 or 30 years. It's entitled Epigenetics, and he proves through clinical analysis and work that he's been carrying on for that period of time, actually longer than that, that genes are not the cause of disease. You do not inherit a defective gene, and which leads to a disease. It just doesn't work that way. And what he's proven is the gene can become defective, but it's during the pregnancy of the mother if she's not doesn't get the proper nutrients. And so many things can be produced like that through the lack of nutrition. And, of course, this is not just the thing that a nutritionist normally thinks of, and you don't have to follow Dr. Wallach to find out the real truth. And many people are doing this right now.
Yeah, you know what, Bill, thanks for saying that. Actually, he's got some really good information out there, no doubt about that. We've talked to Ben Fuchs before, too, as you know, who is right there with Dr. Joel Wallach. They talk about a lot of the healthy things that you can do and eat and the nutrients that people, especially also along with what happens to you in the beginning, starting from pregnancy and what's happening there, but the nutrients that you put into your body, we've talked about this many, many times on America Tonight, the whole soil thing. Where do you go where you're getting, where so many of the vegetables and everything else, the good stuff is sucked out of it, frankly, and then you talk about pesticides and the damage to apples and other things that we eat and what is it we're supposed to be eating anyway in the first place? And it's pretty scary. You got to get, I believe that. I really believe you got to get the right kind of nutrients. And Ben would always tell us when he was on, of course, the obvious things that people just don't do besides that, drinking water and eating those vegetables, right? All right, one last thing Jack says, and I agree, off of the last story I was talking about, this birthday party where they go in and they start shooting, and then, of course, a young child is injured and a 20-year-old dies in front of all these kids at a party, that gangs are too cowardly to face off. It's easier to machine gun at a toddler's birthday. That really says something, doesn't it? Pretty much sums it all up.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.